Hello and welcome back to a very special episode of the Texas Private School Podcast, an interview with top 150 recruit, defensive end, linebacker, receiver on some days, Max Granville. Walker Lott joins me as well. Max, first of all, how are you doing? Second of all, how is it getting ready to go on all these official visits and the recruiting process in general?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to go on these trips to, you know, just hit all these colleges one last time, see how it goes, get my last impression, and then hopefully get ready to make a decision come like July.
Absolutely. Now, one of the most coveted prospects in the state and the country for that matter, not one of the most coveted prospects in the state, Walker Lott. Number one, how are you? Number two, any introduction questions for Max?
Yeah, I didn't get the athleticism like Max, but I'm doing good. You know, it's been a good time finishing classes, getting on to summer classes and doing all the stuff for the pod this summer. So it's been a good time. But yeah, it's going to be a good interview here.
Absolutely. So, Max, you're getting ramped up for all of your official visits. You're just coming off of an incredible track season, to be honest. I think I'm biased because I'm almost more of a track fan than I am a football fan, but your track stats are insane to me. I think one of the most that stood out to me was your 4x4 split at 50.5. I remember I was talking with your father and I said, I'm almost embarrassed that somebody that's 60 pounds heavier than me is going to beat my split. But then I was like, wait, I'm not Max Granville. So I don't think I should compare myself to one of the best athletes in the state. I will say, you don't see very many guys of your caliber running gut check races like the 4x4 and the 300 hurdles. What's your motivation to do that? And how does it feel to run those races that really take everything out of you?
I feel like just because there's so much speed in track, like I had to find my niche like in the 300 hurdles and in the 4x4. Because I wasn't really going to, I could probably run like a high 22 in the 200, something like that, but I think my best times would be found at 300 hurdles and 4x4, and I was able to contribute, help my team do well, and it's definitely helped like my athletic ability as well with my hips, and also I just separated myself from other ends of my class because I don't think anyone else is really running track like that, and maybe throwing or jumping a little bit, but I do a little bit of everything, so.
I will say, can you be a spokesperson for me really quickly? I one thing I don't like seeing is guys that only hone in on football and just, I get that you need to develop your skills, but I don't think a whole lot of people realize the benefits that track can bring to your game. You talking about it, open up your hips. For me, the way that I got faster was running track. How much has track helped you in terms of football and your ability on the gridiron?
I'll say it's helped me a good amount, like a lot. Coach Miner, like at FBCA, his workouts are really tough, and they bring, so I run the 400 group at practice, so it's a lot of 450s, 300s, 200s, and not only is building like conditioning, but also just a speed base, and I feel really good, I feel really explosive when I get into like summer lifting and all that, so definitely run track. I would say to people who aren't like playing basketball or nothing, it's really good for you.
Absolutely. Good Lord. If we had more time, this was a track prod podcast. I dig into how horrible a 450 in a workout sounds, but for the sake of time, I'll move on. Walker, I know you've got a lot of questions for Max. What do you want to hit him with?
Yeah. You know, we started out this year, we kind of saw something different from you on the gridiron is, you know, you played a lot of stand-up linebacker later into the season, where I think one of the first games was that TWCA game, right? That I was at where your coaches came up. Yeah, coaches came over to me. He was like, hey, we're doing something a little different with the Granville. And I just remember, like, you just kind of stuffed the middle of the field to where nobody was running on you. Like, it was just the middle of the field was just it was just couldn't go anywhere. How is it kind of like, you know, we've seen what you are able to do with the, you know, at the edge and rushing the ball. How is it kind of being versatile to where you can kind of dominate and be so flexible on the defensive side of the ball, I guess?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was like kind of an adjustment because I played like middle linebacker some in middle school, but
right.
I wasn't super comfortable when they put me there. But I think I'm still definitely capable of making plays. If I just continue to get more reps, I'll be more and more comfortable. But I think it helps me in my kind of skill set when I can do both, be on the edge and the box. So right. That's not something I'm like opposed to. Playing at the next level, I prefer to be on the edge most of the time, but I don't mind being in a multiple defense.
Yeah, is it something like I know, yeah, it's so fresh to you, but do you kind of like that you are able to kind of be that versatile to where you're like, hey, I can play and I can show like make an impact on many different ways.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a good trait to have because not everybody can do that. And so it's just another reason, like, to kind of separate myself from other people in my class by being able to play multiple positions.
Okay. And I
I was
also
going to
want to,
say, I'll jump in here really quickly. It seems like whether it's track or switching from, wherever the team needs you, it seems to be a big focus for you. A lot of people say they're team centric, but it seems like a lot of things you do is for the purpose of helping your team, regardless of what it means to you individually. Is that a correct assumption? And how much does that apply to your mindset going into whether it's track, football, any team centric sport? Yes, sir. Definitely. I think I do a good job of like putting my team first, especially in track. Like, I don't really want to run the 4x4, but if we got to run it to compete, then
Yeah.
I'm going to put my all into my leg. So,
Brother,
right.
if you said you wanted to run the 4x4, I might call you crazy. So that makes a lot of sense. Walker, go on. Now, I wanted to talk about one play I was at was the Regents, what was it? Quarterfinal game. And I got a video of you off the edge. And I don't know if you've ever gotten away that clean to make a tackle for loss in a while, but I hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. It was a handoff, kind of a sweep. And you just ran off the edge and killed that one of those running backs. If you kind of if
Yeah.
it's coming to mind, was that one of your just like cleanest hits you had in a while? Like, talk to me about like I just wanted to talk through that play because that was and I was there and I was like, holy cow, he got lit up. And I just kind of want to talk to your mind and being like, when no one was guarding you and you went kind of scot-free, you were like, are they serious? And you kind of just got the play. Talk to me through that, man, when you have a play like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, I came by like unblocked and I didn't break down or nothing. It kind of surprised myself. I felt like my helmet echo like after the hit. And I was like, did I just tackle him? Like, it was weird because everything came by so fast. All I did was beat off the ball, and next thing you know, he's on the ground, everybody's going crazy. So that was a good hit. I feel like it helped the momentum of my team. Fortunately,
Yeah.
we're able to like finish the game with that momentum, but it is what it is.
I mean, that makes so much sense too, because of how fast from point A to point B that play happened. It makes sense that you were just like, oh wait, that happened. Like that, it was a crazy time. But I wanted to kind of talk about, Wes was actually at one of your freshman games. So it's like Wes and I have really been able to see you go from here, from your freshman year as a scrawny kid. Not as scrawny as most people, but a scrawny freshman to where you are
Yeah.
now finishing your junior year. I mean, we kind of always knew you're like, hey, like this kid can be really special. But how has it been, your recruiting process where your kid coaches are coming to town, seeing you, getting some of the offers that you always dream of, like going through high school and kind of now narrowing it down to your top five? How was that kind of experience for you where, you're kind of living the dream that you as like in elementary school?
It's been really cool. I'm definitely blessed. I'm really appreciative of every school that's like recruited me, offered me, came by the school. I remember freshman year before I had any offers, like a couple of schools came by and I was like starstruck. I was stuttering when I was talking to them and I was really nervous. And like nowadays, it's just weird because I'm like so confident and normal when I talk to them. But yeah, it's been crazy. Like a lot of blessings with the schools. Let me think. It's been hard narrowing down
Yeah.
because I have like good relationships with a lot of programs that I don't talk to anymore, and I'm gonna have to like disappoint some people when I make my decision because you can't make everyone happy. You can only go to one school. But yeah, it's been good. Like there's stuff that comes with success, of course, so I'm not gonna like complain
All right.
about the hard stuff that comes with recruitment, because I know a lot of kids would love to be in my position.
No, absolutely. I remember like when I was in high school and getting looks, I had to make those phone calls and be like, hey, I'm not going to play football. I couldn't imagine at your level being able to just be like, hey, like I know you want me, but I can't, I'm going in a different direction. And I wanted to talk about, you had your older brother who kind of has went through this. You had your dad, of course, who's went through all of this. How is it kind of having guys in your family that has been through this process of recruiting and getting to like the point that you want to be at? How is it having kind of those guys maybe to talk to or like get some advice from?
It's pretty good. My dad has definitely helped, like counsel me a lot, point me in the right directions. He's big on like if your goal is this, then you need to be worried about this. Like when
Right.
it comes to school, like so for example, like I'm trying to get to the NFL. That's not everyone's goal. So like I need to be worried about the scheme, how I'm going to be developed in the weight room and all that, and culture and stuff. Where someone else, they may be interested in how the campus is, like how it makes you feel, and different other attractions, which are important, but the main thing is the main thing. So him being able to guide me, like I would definitely, I think my top schools would look a lot different if I didn't have any like anyone helping me in this process and leading me. So I appreciate him, my coaches, anyone who's really helped me.
Max, if I was half as mature as a going to a senior in high school as you were, I think I would have benefited a lot. I think your mindset going into this and having guys like your father and your brother in your corner is really big. And all the answers have been perfect so far. I will ask, going into these official visits, you mentioned things like the scheme and things that fit your specific goal, but is there anything else that you're looking for specifically that'll help set one school stand out among all the others?
No, I feel like once they all meet your criteria of what you want, it's just kind of like preference from that point on. There may be like, oh, this team's like a little bit better than that school, or I like this coach a little more than that coach, or I can see myself here when I think about it a little bit more than that school. But it gets tough once you get to like schools that check a lot of boxes. At
Yeah.
that point, I feel like a lot of it's preference and just how comfortable you feel. If you feel like you can get to the same place from all those schools.
Yeah, exactly. Walker, you want to go into school specific stuff?
Yeah, we'll talk about kind of your 5 OVs, of course, because that's the biggest thing in your mind right now, probably is 5 official visits that you've taken. You've taken one in Baylor in April, and I kind of just want to talk about how was that experience. It's a pretty cool time. It's a Texas school, and how was it, building those relationships with those coaches, Coach Aranda and the other guys? How was your experience?
It was really good. My first official visit experience. It's definitely different from like a normal visit. You pretty much hit all the main things again. You get more time to meet like with your position coach, all that. So Baylor, what sets them apart, like they've really been recruiting me hard. They were my second offer and they've been recruiting me hard like ever since that pretty much. And I have a great relationship with them. I think I could be kind of like the guy in that defense, if I develop the way I think I can. And so that's attractive about them. And then, shoot, there's a lot of good things to like about Baylor. They're a good brand. They got good
Yep.
education. And I think Coach Aranda, they're gonna have a good year this year. They're gonna bounce back for sure, in my opinion. But we'll have to see.
Side note, I just want to ask, so when you're on an official visit, because this is something that every football kid wanted to do, is like, oh, I got to go on an official visit. How was that first experience for you, being like, I'm on my first official visit? You get all the snacks and all of this. You go to the fancy dinners and go out to eat. Like, how was that experience for you? That must have been like a really cool thing, finally being able to do that.
Yeah, it was cool. My favorite part would probably be getting my own room because, like, on the previous visits, I was with my family. And so,
Right.
like, having the privacy and stuff, and then being with my host, I really underestimated, like, the
Yeah.
impact a host can make on your visit experience. Because, man, I my host was Keaton Thomas at Baylor. He's, like, a transfer linebacker from JUCO. And he really, like, showed me the kind of, like, culture they're building there. And
Right.
he, like his personality really represented Baylor well for me, and I feel like my experience wouldn't have been as good if the like host fit to recruit wasn't as strong, but it was really good at Baylor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that is an important part to get in with somebody that knows the team and has been there. Because obviously, whenever the officials and the guys in the program are showing you around, you're going to get everything they want you to see. Not to say they're hiding stuff, but they're going to show you all the best of the best. I think what you hit on is good. That's really important to talk with someone that's been there and be like, hey, this is actually what you need to expect when you come here. Is that something that makes sense more or less?
Yeah, for sure. Like you hit on the head when you said, like, coaches are of course gonna show you what you want to see, but it's good to talk to a player. Like tell me about your experience. Like, how do you like it here? You
Yeah.
know, does this defense actually fit you? Because coaches can turn on tape sometimes and they can show you sacks and stuff, but it can be like kind of tricky sometimes because that's not always what they're running. And so it's good to get that perspective from the player.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to talk. I was just kind of curious because, your other schools were all, the SEC or the Big Ten, and Baylor is the one that is not, and you would think a high profile target like biggest school possible. What kind of keeps Baylor in that top five? And you can, like you said, you have a great relationship with those coaches and all of that, but what kind of makes Baylor stand out amongst the other not these top five of schools?
A lot of it's my relationship with them, like, and how hard they recruited me, and then the attraction of, like, I don't want to call them a small pond, but it's kind of like the analogy, like big fish
Yeah.
and small pond. So I feel like it's good to have one of those options, especially for like a lower recruit. Like, I know I'm a higher recruit, but some like 3 stars, they may have like an Oklahoma offer or something, but they may not be like high on their board. So my advice to like someone like that would be, I mean, I'd rather go to like a Baylor if I'm a priority than go to, I don't know, like a hot
Yeah, like
school
a
if I'm
Yeah,
only like
exactly.
one of the guys less on the board. So that's part of it. And then, like I said, a relationship, opportunity there. And
Yeah.
don't get me wrong, Baylor's still a great program. You
Oh,
know, people
absolutely. Yeah.
just because they're not like SEC doesn't mean that's not a good school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, to that point, I do think you have a really smart methodology going into that, because a lot of guy, and it's different for you, because almost any program that you go to, you're going to be one of the guys or that level of athlete. But I think a lot of guys get kind of lost in big name schools and things like that, whereas they should be thinking, okay, where is going to give me the best opportunity to be developed and play, as opposed to being somebody that's just going to be on the sidelines and like helping out. I think a lot of people get lost in that. It's important to kind of, whenever you're being recruited, to be like, okay, what teams are actually like recruiting me hard and willing to pour into me? So I think it's a good mindset that you have.
Yeah, and you see it a lot, like when people like enter the portal after their freshman year or something, like the school can be attractive, of course, because they're a big program, but if you're not playing, like, and you're a
Yeah.
competitive guy, it's probably not going to be very fun. And then
Absolutely.
they end up at like one of those schools that were recruiting them from the get-go, like a Baylor.
Yeah, absolutely. And going to your next school is where you're actually headed tomorrow. Supposedly you're getting on a plane tomorrow, is the Penn State. Penn State, it's a nationally ranked program. It's been around for decades, of course. How excited are you for this visit? Because, it's Penn State, the Whiteout. We're going to talk about the Whiteout because that's just so cool, in my opinion. That's a college football fan favorite of mine. But just how excited are you for that, man?
I'm pretty excited. It's my second time going. So, besides USC, because I haven't gone there yet, that's like
Right.
the least visited school on my OV so far. So, I saw a good amount when I was there the first time, but I'm excited to go the second time, get more time and meet with the coaches, see more of campus, all the important stuff, really meet with the strength staff a little longer. They're definitely a great option, and I'm excited. Like, I'm just excited to get back, see how I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think, knowing your high school and knowing Coach Black, probably strength and conditioning is something, a big part of your idea going into a college, right? Because if we know one thing about Coach Black, is that he takes strength and conditioning very seriously at your program. Kind of, how much does strength and conditioning mean to you going into the next level?
It means a lot because me being an edge rusher and a little bit undersized for like the next level, people want me because my athleticism, really like my explosiveness on the edge. And how am I going to utilize that best if I keep progressing with my strength and keep like perfecting my speed and all that? And so I mean, weight room is like a huge part. Like, if I can get stronger, I mean, a lot of like edge draft or edge rusher draft stock is like how they perform on combine. So, a good strength and conditioning program, if they can get me running a good 40 vertical in a good amount, like, it's very important to what I'm looking for in school.
I will ask, when you get to that level, you would think that when you get to that high, Division One Power Five level, you think there's not a whole lot of variance in between strength programs at that level. Is that something that you notice? Is there a big difference from one school to another with how good their strength program is, or are they all more or less just really good?
I think they're all pretty good, but some are on another level. Like, for example, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Penn State, I feel like definitely have superior, like Tommy Moffitt. I've met with him a couple of times because I've been to A&M a lot, and the technology is just a little bit better. The attention to detail, it's pretty crazy. And I feel like me especially, I'm gonna try to get my most out of every workout. So if I went there, I know like, okay, I'm gonna get the best, like he's gonna get the best out of me. And
No,
that's gonna
yeah,
help me a lot.
absolutely. It's always crazy to me because it's like it's not all of these guys in your position obviously work out incredibly hard in high school and are incredibly strong and their numbers are great, but it's always so cool to me to see these guys go to college and then watch their numbers just explode and fly off the board. It speaks to it's a completely different level. It's cliche and it sounds basic, but it really is a completely different game with how much down to a science these strength and conditioning programs have. It's really cool. I just wanted to ask about that. But Walker, what else do you got?
Yeah, just a Penn State, you have Coach Franklin up there, and how is your relationship with him and the staff? And you talked about you going up there for a second time, but kind of what are you really looking forward to at Penn State and with like being able to talk to Coach Franklin and the rest of the guys?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting with Coach Barnes again, which is the defensive end coach. And the defensive coordinator, his name's Tom Allen. He came down to school a couple weeks ago. So definitely, like last time I was there, they showed me their tape from last year, what they did with their ends, Chalk Robinson and Adisa
Oh,
Isaac, really.
yeah.
And it was crazy. They were just making play after play. And I'm excited to see more of that, see some of their spring film. And then I didn't have a whole lot of time to like tour campus and stuff. And I talked to the players a little bit, but just talking to them longer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm excited for all of that.
And this is also probably what your most northern school. So, are you okay with the cold? How are you with the cold a little bit? You're gonna have to wear a couple jackets, probably. Not right now in the summer,
Yeah.
but
I'm not a huge fan, but I'm willing to sacrifice if I feel like that's the best opportunity for me.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I. What do you think about the? We're talking college football now. The wideout is something like one of the top like things in all of college football. How cool! I know you're not going to a game, but how cool would that be? Just like thinking about it, if you were playing for Penn State in next year, like how cool would that be to be around the wideout?
It would be really cool. I mean, every time I watch it on Instagram or something, I get like actual like goosebumps. I couldn't imagine playing something like that. Especially like it being far away from home and stuff, like me knowing that I sacrificed a lot to get there and like knowing why I'm there, it would like be even that much more special to me. Like a reminder, like this is why you came here, for moments like these. Are you going to capitalize on it or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. On that note, how much does proximity to home factor into your decision to go play college football or where you're going to go play college football? Obviously, you've shown that you're a really smart kid and that you're going to go wherever is going to be the best overall fit. But, obviously all of us have ties to where we grew up and where we're from. How much does that factor into whenever you're trying to make this decision?
I'd love to be close to home. It'd be cool. Like not too close because I like my space and everything, but being in Texas would be cool, or being in Oklahoma for sure, because just being able to get home, see your boys, see your family if you want to. But like I said, if I gotta do what I gotta do what I gotta do, if I
Yeah.
really feel like Penn State or USC is where I need to go, then I'm gonna do that. And you can always fly back. You can FaceTime. That's a good thing compared to like 40 years ago or something. It's more accessible to stay in touch with your family and friends from far away.
Yeah, that is kind of the best of both worlds. Whenever you're close enough, you can drive back, but you're also far enough to be like, yeah, I've got my own space. I can kind of develop as my own person. But Walker, what were you gonna say?
Oh, just speaking of USC, let's go to your next one. That's in a couple of weeks. Like, West Coast, baby. Totally different vibe from, here in Texas. How excited are you to kind of see a different vibe in USC? I think you said, right? This is your first time ever visiting. Just how excited do you go to the USC, the Coliseum, and everything?
I'm really excited. I haven't been there, like you said. I haven't even been to anywhere on the West Coast that I can think of, so it'll definitely be a new experience for me. But I've heard a lot of good things about the program. I think they have a great strength and conditioning program. I think football, of course, like great history, and I think they have a great class right now. As of right now, I think they're like top five. So yeah, I hear Cali's different, so we'll see like how it goes. I'm excited to be around the program and campus, all
Yeah,
that.
I texted one of my friends. He did like a freelance job at in use around that area, and it was like 95 here that one week, where it was just out of randomly 95 degrees that one week. And I texted him. I was like, "Hey, man, how's your visit?" He went, "Oh, it's 68 and sunny right now." And that's the nice thing about SoCal. So it must be a good time. But it's gonna be interesting to see just how's your relationship with the coaching staff with Coach Riley? I know they just hired a new DC, I believe, from UCLA. Am I correct on that or something like that? So, how's your relationship with the coaches over there?
It's pretty good. They came out of the school a good amount. I don't talk to them quite as often, like on the phone, but I'm sure we'll catch up soon now that my visit's next week, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of time once I get on campus. So it'll definitely be cool, like, to meet everyone that I've been talking to, like the recruiting personnel and stuff like that, and their D-line coach, all that. But yeah, I have a good relationship with them for sure.
Cool. Going to your next visit, because we're gonna save our favorite school for last, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, you're gonna probably do it late, I believe, late June. You've been up there before. It's not that far of a drive. How excited are you finally, to get there? I know I'm asking the same question over and over, so I know it's the same thing, but like, how excited are you to be finally be up there in Norman for your official visit?
I'm pretty excited. I love Norman, to be honest, like the Oklahoma vibe. I have a great relationship with the coaching staff, especially Coach Chavis. He's come out of school a lot, and I talk to him all the time. Coach Venables, I think he's a great coach, and I talk to him as well. And so I'm definitely excited. I remember my first time visiting. It was like my first time visiting like a big school, and I was blown away by everything they had to offer. So I've been there maybe four times, so it'll be good to get back there one last time for a couple of days and spend time with the players some more and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. In the I think that was it second year under Venables? I think it was the second year. No, maybe first. I don't know. They had the Lincoln Riley era for years, right? But how do you like kind of the Brent Venables approach to OU right now? And how has that when you go up there, how is the culture for you? And how do you like it? Like, I guess what are your thoughts on the new era kind of at OU right now?
I think it's great. I think they have a good culture for sure. They're about the right stuff. They have fun, but at the same time, they're about business and they get stuff done. So definitely like a fun atmosphere, intense, and I really enjoy my time being up there whenever I go.
Cool. And all right, last one, but of course the best one. And if anyone is from Nashville people watching this episode, Wes and I are both Aggies, so of course this is our favorite school. A&M, you're headed up in a couple weeks. Man, I mean, how excited are you? I mean, of course you're excited, because why wouldn't you be? But how excited are you, man, for that visit?
I'm pretty excited. Shoot, I've been there a lot,
Yeah.
and I think being there for multiple days would definitely be good. I've So the previous staff, they recruited me, not quite as hard as like the new staff, but they picked it right back up, and they've been in touch with me like ever since they got hired, really. So Coach Eddie, Coach Spence, I have a pretty good relationship with them. They come by the school a lot too, and I mean it's A&M, SEC, in your backyard, crazy atmosphere, great resources, a lot to offer. So I'm excited definitely to go back up there. And hopefully I'll get the sign on that restaurant that says we want Max Granville. That'd be pretty cool.
I
Good bowl,
think
baby.
good bull. Man, that's hilarious. I can't. Anyways, you talked about Coach Gerard Eddy because I think him and Spence, they came in over, but Coach Eddy's been here for a while now. He went here to A&M. How is it kind of having a guy who's been here at A&M, done through the thing, now kind of being going to be your position coach next year?
It's pretty cool because he knows like a lot about it and he truly wants to be there. It's similar to Penn State. Barnes, my position coach, like he played there, and so, and he's from that area. So like they legit want to be there and they played there. So they have like a lot of experience. And I think there's value in that. And so yeah.
So I have one question is as a fan, why don't you tell us? We're all excited for the new era under Elko. We've heard all the things. We've seen the videos, we've seen the spring game and all this, but we're not the ones going to be playing for him. How excited are you? I guess not excited, that's the wrong term. I'm excited. How cool is it kind of seeing the inside of and how impressed are you with the new kind of era under Elko so far?
I'm very impressed with how he's done things already. It'll definitely be cool to see him like how they do this season. I think they'll be pretty good. They have a great class right now as well, like 2025. My boy Kobe just committed there not too long ago, and so I mean it'd be cool to join them for sure. They have, I mean, I think Elko's gonna do a great job, and they're gonna build like. I kind of believe when he says like we're gonna be the premier college football team because they have everything it takes to be that team, and so did Jimbo, but they just didn't get it done. But I think Elko should be able to.
And we got to ask a little bit because, as we are the TXPS media, we have to talk about former TXPS athlete Kobe Sellers committing. Has he been in your ear at all? I'm guessing he has, being like, "Hey, come join with me. Let's go run Aggieland." How is it kind of having a guy that you used to play with, being able to kind of like re-teammate up with him and at A&M?
It's been cool. He's not too pressy about it, but we talk like here and there. We haven't talked quite as much like ever since he left, but we're still like pretty good friends. And so I kept asking him like early in the process, like where are we going? Where are we gonna play at together? I know people say that on Twitter all the time. It's kind of corny when they do it over Twitter, but I was actually serious. Like I thought he was gonna go to Oklahoma at first, but A&M ultimately like got him. So it would be cool definitely to play with him. Like I enjoyed playing with him so much when he was at Fort Bend. I think we would have won state if he would have been on our team this past season, but that's just me.
It's hard to argue that that dude's a heck of an athlete, and y'all together would have been amazing to watch in high school. Hopefully it'll happen in college. I'm not going to push you one way or the other, but just know we would be very, very happy if you ended up in Aggieland. Now I want to end it on this, and talking about actually what we always talk about is high school football here at FBCA. How excited are you for your senior year? How's the team look this offseason? All that jazz. How excited are you for your team?
I'm very excited. I think we'll be solid for sure. We got some good transfers coming in, like Blake Hamilton, I think, from Tompkins. He's very fast. I think he'll be a playmaker. We have a really good receiving core, and so I think we're going to keep building on defense, and we'll be all right. I'm excited to week one matchup. That'll be fun.
That
I
will
always
be
enjoy
fun.
playing against Quinn Murphy. Like I love that. I love those matchups.
So you have that one
Man.
circled. It's going to be in Merrill Green, shout out Bryan, Texas. I will probably be there, Maxwell. Say what's up to you then. But how, yeah, that's awesome, man. Wes, you have anything you want to wrap it up in?
I do have to ask. We talked a lot about strength and conditioning and things like that. I worked as a personal trainer at the A&M Rec. I'm really interested in strength and conditioning and things like that. I have to ask, what's your favorite lift? It's a tough question.
I would say like out of bench, deadlift, and squat, probably squat, and then even though it's not that high, and then like out of any exercise, I have this forearm machine thing where you kind of like roll it up,
Yeah.
and I get a great like forearm pump and contraction out of it, so I
Dude,
really enjoy that.
there's truly nothing like a forearm pump. It's a beautiful thing, but squat's probably the best answer you could have had. I don't know if you want an edge or a linebacker saying, "Oh yeah, a lateral raise or bench is my favorite workout." You want some dude that's going to get under the squat rack and move some weight. So that was a good answer. But yeah, Walker, unless you got anything else, that we might be wrapping it there.
No, man.
Max, any closing comments on your end?
I was just gonna say I'm not Ivan, but yeah, I do squat like a little, not as much as he does, but I try.
Yeah, are you gonna kind of miss Ivan kind of being like, oh, like are you gonna be happy that you don't have to compare yourself to Ivan no more? Or are you gonna kind of miss having him right next to you in the squat rack or something?
No, I miss him for sure. That's like my brother. We're like
Yeah.
best friends, so we'll keep in touch. He'll be all right. I'm definitely gonna miss him.
Yeah. I guess one final question. With all of this wrapped up, I have to ask the typical question. When are you kind of wanting to decide your future and where you want to go? Like what's your time frame on that?
My Oklahoma one ends the 23rd, maybe like the 30th.
Cool.
I think relatively soon after my last one, I'm hoping to make a decision.
So get it out of the way before the season, huh?
If I have that clarity, yeah, I would love to.
Cool. All right, man. Wes, wrap it up, man. That's it for me.
Absolutely. Max, thank you for coming on. It's been a fantastic conversation. Like I said, I'm blown away with the maturity and the reason that's being shown by a 17, 18-year-old kid. Again, if I had half of that when I was your age, I think I'd be a lot farther than I am now. But thank you for coming on. Walker, thank you for graciously co-hosting with me. This has been the Texas Private School Podcast with national recruit Max Granville making his decision here soon between some fantastic schools. We will see you in the next episode. See you later.
Go with this.